Jeremy Hunt's Commons address comes after the government met its target of halving inflation. Our political editor Beth Rigby says we're likely to see dozens of announcements with an eye on a general election.
I think the headline is a tax cut to national insurance, so maybe one pence off national insurance. The think tank Resolution Foundation say that that would benefit 28 million working people.
It's reported a truce in the war between Israel and Hamas will take effect at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The two sides have agreed a four-day pause in fighting, which will allow dozens of hostages held in Gaza to be released. The mother of one of the four teenagers who died after a crash in North Wales says she wishes she could wake from her nightmare. Crystal Owen's son Harvey was found along with three friends in Snowdonia yesterday. Reverend Phil Cansdale is a vicar in Shrewsbury where the boys were from.
There's been an outpouring of grief from across this local community and all over Shrewsbury, as well as obviously in North Wales too. Many of us woke up yesterday morning hoping for the best, praying for the best, but obviously when the news came in as the day went on, it turned to great tragedy.
A man's been charged with the murder of a 27-year-old woman in Dewsbury, West Yorkshire. Police say Wahib Al-Baradan had four children with victim Salem Al-Shara. The government could intervene in the sale of the Telegraph newspaper on the grounds of public interest. The Culture Secretary says she's minded to order an inquiry into a deal that will hand control to an Abu Dhabi-backed investment fund. And researchers have produced a totes amazeballs list of words we find most annoying. No offence, but you should avoid lols or bants about your hollybobs, and we don't want to hear about hanky-panky at the Crimbo Drinkies. Sorry, not sorry. That is the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
Brilliant, Chris. I absolutely love that.
This is Phoenix FM.
I really hate the term hollybobs. I can't bear it. Or Santa Claus. When I lived over in Dublin, one of the girls on reception used to say Santa. And I went, Santa? No, we say Santa Claus. Santa. And I was like, no, you don't. Hollybobs, I can't stand. I just can't. I can't. Or Bants. Who says that? Who?
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's look at the weather. 9 degrees for today, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Well, the sunny intervals have not come through at all. It says by about 2 o'clock we might get a little bit of sunshine, otherwise it's cloudy out there, but it will remain dry, but feeling cold with that breeze.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, I wanted to give a quick shout out to the food bank here in Brentwood. It's supported by the Trussell Trust, which is a nationwide network of food banks. So the Brentwood Food Bank has been supplying food to people from Doddinghurst Road Church, and they basically help people who are not able to get their budget to stretch to food after meeting other commitments. What, you know, a terrible situation to be in, but there is help available. And if you're out there now thinking you're in the same situation, get in contact with the Brentwood Food Bank. And if you would like to help, you can do. They're looking for loads of tinned items like potatoes, all-day breakfast ravioli, ham in a tin, spaghetti custard ravioli, things like that, and they're not perishable. Also, jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee, pasta, sauces, soaps, toothpaste. Because sometimes we forget, you know, they're expensive. And also things like washing your clothes and bleach and all sorts of things. So anything like that is great. Tea, shampoo and shower gel. All these things add up when you do your weekly shop. They're also looking for carrier bags. So if you're somebody that's got a glut of carrier bags, they'll appreciate those as well. You can drop them off, actually, Brentwood Food Bank. But to find out more details, just type in brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and all the details will be there. You can ring them or you can email them, but all those details are up on our website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Brand new track from Bananarama, going to kick off this last hour of the show for Eat My Brunch. Here is Feel the Love.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is no.
I hear that song, I think about when I did the when I went to go on The Voice, and they give you some songs, you see, for you to sing, to learn for one of the auditions when you get through a couple of stages. And I did a version of it. How you gotta, but it wasn't why you gotta be so rude. I think I slowed it down or something. But they give you a couple of songs to learn, and some things, you know, they don't suit your voice. You can see how these programs get rid of people. They only got to give you the wrong song in the wrong key, and you're out. Unless you've got an extraordinary vocal capability. Somebody like Mariah Carey would never be booted out because she's amazing, like Whitney Houston, people like that, because they've got such incredible voices. But if you're just a singer, you know, which I am a singer, it doesn't matter, you know, it's difficult. If you get the wrong song in the wrong key or it's not your style, then you're a bit limited, and then you're out. I don't know if I mean, I never got onto The Voice. I nearly got onto The Voice, as I always mentioned, but I don't know how. I think I would have felt really, really upset if the chairs hadn't turned round. And I don't know if I could cope with that. Because I know they build you up and they say, look, if it doesn't matter, because you'll still be on TV. You know, it's a bit of a competition. You might get through, you might not. And sometimes, even if you're a really good singer, they don't turn round. They just don't turn round. And I think that's really heartbreaking. I don't like it. I can't even watch it. I can't even watch it for that fact of them not turning round. I don't like in general to watch singing competitions, because I know how unfair it is. And how, you know, I've had Albert Einstein, that's it, on the show. And we still chat now, actually. He's a lovely guy. He was the very first winner of X Factor. And what happened to him was atrocious, absolutely atrocious. Because people don't know about Steve, that he was already meant to be support. I think he was meant to be supporting Lionel Richie. And on the night that he actually won X Factor, Lionel Richie was doing the gig that he should have been doing support for. This is before he went on to X Factor. So he said it's like a sliding door moment. Everything that happened from winning the X Factor went straight downhill. And he said if he said no to the X Factor and actually done what he was meant to do, things might have turned out completely differently. But you don't know, do you? You just don't know. But he had a book out a couple of years ago, which I read, really enjoyed it, about being on the X Factor and what happened to him. And it's all coming, all these things are coming out now, because you've got a lot more people speaking about being on reality shows, what happens behind the scenes, and people are not really cared for that much, or weren't. It's probably changed a lot now, because you can, you know, if you go from being somebody, you can walk down the road, nobody knows who you are, it's, you know, you're fine, to people starting to call out your name, to being aggressive on social media, to send you death threats, all these sorts of things, or people in the paper saying how rubbish you are, or ex-boyfriend and girlfriend's getting in contact. It must be, for somebody, it just must be mind-blowing to get that. And not in a good way. Not in a good way. Not unless you're earning millions of pounds. But even if you are, it's still not nice.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Silver pool of light. People looking at me. I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big sun dying, about to be, about to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
I can't refuse her. Now I know that I'm
nicknames galore. If only I could tell you what we were talking about then. So I've told you about Scott Ross being called a mouthful of biscuit yesterday.
I didn't hear about it at all.
Well, you should have been listening in. I gave him a chocolate biscuit when he came in. He had two because Liz locks the biscuit in at home.
Okay.
his wife locks. He's not allowed. So if she's listening, he was chopping away and then he was trying to have a conversation. So he got the new DJ name of Mouthful of Biscuit. Indeed. You've got a new name too, haven't you, Bob?
Apparently, but we can't discuss it here, can we? No, in fact, I heard you talking earlier about the word Santi.
Yes.
And strangely enough, it's Scott Ross who can't pronounce Santa, isn't
he?
Yes,
it
says Saunter.
Saunter,
Saunter Claus.
I've still got that recording somewhere.
Know.
That's because he's very posh.
Well, we know he's posh, but it's not spelled S-A-U-N-T-A.
He went, I sat on Saunter's knee and I said, sorry. And he went, I mean Santa. No, it's too late now.
Saunter Claus.
He probably had his own carriage. Is it like, what have I got for Christmas, Father? And it was a carriage with horses and stuff.
Yes.
Horses,
yeah.
Or as they used to say back in the day, if you had a rich mum and dad, room for a pony.
Oh, indeed.
Do you really? Why are you laughing, Father?
Play some music.
That's true. Why are you laughing for? That's true. My sister said that to me when I was little.
Yeah,
she said, okay. Mum said they got room for a pony. What's wrong?
My dad used to say that before
pony
he went outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because it's pony and trap, isn't it? Is that the Cockney rhyming song? Oh, dear. Well, you to bring the tone
just
of the show down.
Put a song on. Go on.
Shall we play
know.
Some...
You're a disgrace.
Shall we?
Just who I am. Gonna be a superstar. see the world and I said go.
Talking and talking and talking. I can't help myself. Shall we find out what's coming up on your excellent show?
Oh, I'd like to, yes.
Oh, sorry, let me turn the music
out. Yes, it's drowned me out. I don't mind.
Oh, a bit
that's
loud.
Fine. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting my guest today from Sanctus. Now, Sanctus is a charity based in the heart of Chelmsford, supporting the homeless and vulnerable. And recently, the charity was awarded the King's Award for Voluntary Service. And I'll be talking to Emma Hughes, the CEO of the charity. Lots of other things coming up on the show. It's the Chancellor's Autumn Statement today, and we don't really want to go too deeply into that, but I might be looking at some of the headlines as what changes are being made. Got a song for Daphne, and it's a song you'll all know today, and some silly stories and lots of good music and me.
There you go, that's a proper show there from Bob Ross.
It's a matter of opinion.
Bob Simpson, not Bob Ross. That was a joke, actually. There is somebody called Bob Ross. Is that the painter?
That was the artist who used to teach you how to paint on TV.
That
wasn't
was it?
It,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's no longer with us, actually.
No, but wonderful to watch. I used to watch him as a kid. I remember being at home when it was on, maybe be on BBC 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you would just sit there and watch and, you know.
Oh, you used to bunk off school as well then, did you?
No. This is probably when I was first left school, actually.
Oh, okay.
We didn't really have that. I mean, TV was, it was okay. It was nothing like it was now. But, yeah, because you get in by about sort of, I don't know, 4:30 or something.
Yeah.
No, actually, I might have been a bit later than that because we didn't finish. A lot of schools now finish about quarter to three. Don't they finish about 3 o'clock or like half three or something?
About quarter past three.
Yeah,
I think.
They finish quite early.
They start to empty when I'm leaving the studio. So yeah.
Did you have a smart school uniform? Mine was absolutely dreadful.
Mine started out smart. Yeah.
We went from being in grey to it changing to navy, and then people had blazers. But when because we were like the year that we were all sort of like just really, really awfully scruffy.
Yeah.
And then they'd obviously started to smarten everybody up as they went through, but we were still in grey.
Right.
And other people coming up behind us were all the ones that were all smart.
Okay.
Absolutely waste of time for me to go to school. Terrible, terrible school. And I desperately wanted to go there because all my friends went. And because of the way my brain worked, which I've probably got, I think I've got some issues somewhere, let's say.
Right.
I think if you listen to this radio show, you'll probably know that I have. And just the way that my brain functions, and being in a class of 30 other children just
didn't
work for me.
You, no.
No. And I think I have got a brain. I have got a brain. It just wasn't stimulated enough at school for me to learn, and I missed out on so much.
Yeah, much the same, really. I went to grammar school, you know. Oh, hello. Right,
sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
I went to grammar school, but it was entirely my own fault. I didn't show enough interest, but there were no sort of inspirational teachers to try and get me going, if you like.
Mm.
And I largely wasted my time there.
Yeah.
It was only later on that I decided to go to college that I realised that I'm an absolute genius.
Mm. And now you've been dancing for years.
Indeed, yeah.
Now you went to ballet and things.
Oh, that's
and found
right.
yourself. And then into radio.
Absolutely.
Dancing straight into radio.
Straight from ballet into radio, yeah.
What was your job?
My job, first of all, I left school.
So nosy.
I joined an insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with motor insurance claims.
Yep.
And I stayed there for 3 years, and then I went to the London Electricity Board doing admin stuff, and I stayed there for about 6 weeks because I hated it. And then I joined the post office, as it then was, as a telephone engineer.
Uh-oh.
And I used to climb the racks in the telephone exchanges and put wiring in and all stuff like that.
Yep.
And then I got a promotion to being a manager on customer service.
Oh.
And I just spent the whole day listening to people moaning at me.
Oh. A bit like now.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that. I thought you were going to say, and then I was out of the country for 5 years, but we can't talk about it.
Oh, well, don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it.
That's right. Yeah. And then I got another promotion back on engineering, and all the while I was doing this, I was also doing discos at weekends.
Yes.
So I was working 6-7 days a week, really. Mm. But there you go.
Would you go back out and do anything like that now? Or you done it?
Discos?
Yeah.
No, had enough of that.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Cabinets are too heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've got people falling into the equipment and, people being, play something we know, what I can't do. My mate wants you to play, go away.
I know. Yeah. I remember in the days of CDs, I had all my CDs catalogued and I could find a track anywhere I wanted to, and I had them all laid out in front of me, ready. Yeah. And some fella with a ponytail came over and spilt his pint of beer all over him.
No.
And it completely melted my index.
No. Well, I've never heard that before.
So they're the kind of hazards you face out on the road. So I thought it's safer in the studio, really.
Yeah, nothing like working with the general public when you're doing it when they're drunk.
I know, Yeah, can you play something decent? What would you like? Well, just something decent.
Yeah, not what you're playing at the moment.
Give us a clue.
Because if you play it, everyone's going to dance, and you put the track on, everyone leaves the dance floor.
That's it.
That's the one. There we go. We found out a little bit about Bob.
We could have had
a jingle. Little bit about Bob. Couldn't we?
Yes. I'm going to take that and use it. Yeah.
Should we do it again so you can get ready? One, two, three. One, two, three, four.
Little bit about Bob.
That could be, and then you could say, my name's Bob, and I have size 11 feet. And then it could just go, little bit about Bob. And that's your little feature.
Yeah, that's right. I'll start writing all these interesting facts about me.
Just in case anyone was out there wanting to know, a little bit about Bob. You see, this is a good thing.
Yeah, okay.
There we go. Should we play some music?
I think we should.
Just above Snakes have sent me in this great track. I've been playing it over the last week or two, and it's really good. It's The Man You Don't Want to Meet.
Mm.
sleet at night, all by myself, nothing much to, much less see. And a figure called me and said, come take a seat, listen to the tales of the man we don't want to meet. He's a man we don't want to meet. And he's a man we don't want to meet. I've heard so many stories from those men they're in. Some were deserving and some just lost the fate. They say he is demon, no life left inside. You cannot run him, you cannot hide. Yeah, he's a man we don't want to meet. He's a man we don't want to meet. In return for all his stories, I offer some of mine. Of places that I've been to and places for my time. And I don't know how I got here, and now I can't ignore. The man keeps talking, I'll sit here some more. He's a man we don't want to meet. Yeah, he's a man we don't want to meet. Face me, a little sadness in his eyes, and he didn't say a word, to which I realized, and he said it's time to go now, he guides me towards the door, you've lived your life well my friend, don't worry anymore.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
and we're talking about all sorts of stuff, and we can't possibly tell you.
No, I know.
But yeah, we're doing, it sounds like therapy.
Yes, it is.
It's therapy, isn't it? Yeah. Really. We're both opening up and talking about things in the studio.
You know, I said this before, we need to do a podcast.
Yes.
Because we can get away with stuff.
Do you know what we should do? We should do a podcast about being middle-aged and being exceptionally good looking.
I know. I think that should remember, be. Yeah.
That's what we should do, because it'd be fun. I think get Tony and Scott.
Yeah, or just you and me.
Just me and you in the studio.
Oh, yes.
You can't say that on air because somebody will complain, and it'll be be careful. If we're on the BBC, they'll be in there straight away with a clipboard going,
so?
"No, yeah. Harassment on air. Yeah. You're fired." Probably me, not you. They'd have to do some sort. You'd have some sort of what they have to do, like work. You know, when you have to go on courses, like when you do use speed or stuff, that'd be it.
Yeah. I don't think you'd last very long on the BBC.
How rude. Of course I would. I'd be fine.
You're good enough. You do a great show.
Thank you, I am, yeah.
I'm afraid sometimes you let things slip.
That's a personal problem. I'm very offended that you said. Should we do some traffic and travel?
Phoenix FM travel news.
How rude. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you, see if there's anything exciting going out on the roads. Now, there are a few roadworks at the moment. Quite busy coming onto Brook Street roundabout from the A1023. You've got temporary traffic signals there due to water main work on London Road at Westwood Avenue. You've also got them on Eagle Way at Essex Way as well. And road closed due to telecoms work on Hall Green Lane both ways from Park Avenue to Hutton Village. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. Quite busy on the Yonge Road coming up to Wilson's Corner. I'd avoid that if you can. And heading up the M25 to the M11, it's a clear run, and also going up to the A12. 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions still between junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures. That's why they do the road repairs there. But other than that, it's looking fine. And just as I said that, it's starting to clog up around the roundabout at the moment at Brook Street. So just be aware, coming off on the A1023, quite busy, and it looks like it's busy around the roundabout as well. But once you're on there, you can get a clear run taking you down to Lakeside. He is Liza Doolittle with Skinny Jeans. This is Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM.
You
Ah, that is Eliza Doolittle with Skinny Jeans, something that I try and wear with my big fat gut. Now coming up next, did you like that?
I'm sorry for laughing, but that was rather funny.
It was rather funny, but there we go. I look like one of those birds with like a big tummy and then the little
you
tiny legs.
You wonderful. Stop love it. Local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Coming up next, you've got Bob. I'll be back tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. Loads more music and fun and guests with Bob Simpson.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.